following is an unrehearsed taped interview with Morse Coyle, a farmer in Berea, Kentucky. The interview was conducted by Jenny Scott for the Family Farm Project for the Kentucky Oral History Commission. The interview was conducted on July 28, 1983 at 10 o'clock a.m. Okay, first of all, Mr. Coyle, I want to thank you for letting me come and see you this morning. And let's begin by you telling me your name, full name, age, your parents' names, your background.
Well, my name is Morse Coyle, 56 years old, and my father was McKinley Coyle, and mother was Grace Thompson.
Were they from
Madison County? Madison County.
In this part of the county?
Yes.
What did your father do for a living?
He was an insurance man.
Here in the county?
Mm-hmm.
Where did he live?
We lived here in Berea.
In the city limits?
Yeah.
So you weren't a farmer when you were young?
No.
Do you remember your grandparents?
One of them. He died, I think it was 1940. That's the only one I can remember.
Were they from here?
Mm-hmm.
So the family's been around for a while.
Right. Yeah.
In this part of the county. And your farm's located in what part of Madison County for the benefit of?
Southeastern part, 2 miles from city limits of Brick.
And how
big? Big Hill Road.
Big Hill Road?
Mm-hmm.
How big is it?
60 acres.
And how long have you owned it?
6 years.
Who owned it before you did?
My uncle. He was a retired bricklayer.
How long had he owned it?
It was just passed down from generation to generation.
So it has been in the family all the time. You remember working on the farm maybe with your uncle? Or?
Yes. Yeah. All my life.
What did you grow then when you were a young man?
We grew corn and tobacco.
Did you sell the corn? Or?
Mm-hmm. No, most of the time we fed it to cattle. We always had some kind of cattle around here.
You raised beef cattle then, or just?
Mixed.
Beef
cattle and calves, calves.
How much tobacco did you have then?
I got close to 5,000 pounds.
How many did he have then?
About half that.
About half that? You remember how much it brought in?
No. But it just brought 30 or 40 cents. Maybe not even that much years ago.
But you didn't have the fuel to pay for it?
No, and I didn't use fertilizer like to do now.
How much will it cost you to raise your 5,000 pounds this year? About
$3,000.
How much will you make on it?
It'll range somewhere between $8,000 and $10,000. So.
Or do you have to hire labor or?
Yes.
How much do you pay? How much do farm workers, just general workers?
Cutting and housing, they get anywhere from $5 to $6 an hour.
That cuts into profits, I mean.
It cuts into profits.
But you still work at yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Do you just have the one son?
One son, one daughter.
And your son works here on the farm with you?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Now you work outside the farm. Have you always?
I retired from post office about 6 years ago.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
How many years did you work with him?
23.
And then about this.
Mm-hmm.
Started farming. Could you have gone out and bought this farm without outside employment? Could your son have gone and have bought a farm, say 80 acres, and started farming and made a living?
No, I don't think so.
Why not?
Interest too high.
How much does it cost to get one started?
Well,
how much would, say your son have to go in debt to buy a farm and get it started?
It takes just about as little equipment as you can get by there, $20,000 worth of tractors and plows and things like that. Just equipment.
And how much would the farm cost?
Well, an 80-acre farm might cost anywhere from $150,000 to $200,000 probably. $2,000 an acre.
Would he make enough off the farm that first year to pay his interest?
I doubt it. Sure doubt
it. When you were a young man, let's go back to that. When you were young, where'd you go to school?
Silver Creek.
Here in the county?
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you attend high school?
Kingston.
Kingston. What'd you do for entertainment then? What'd the young people do for entertainment then?
They didn't do much. So the movie on Saturday afternoons was about all.
Was that the movie here in Berea?
Mm-hmm.
What about church? Did you go to church?
Yeah, I went down here to Silver Creek Baptist Church.
Was that a big social thing for young kids then?
Yeah. It was about the only place to go.
How'd you go?
Walked. Just a quarter of a mile.
Young people now have the same kind of entertainment. What do they do now for entertainment here? Recreation.
Oh, they have seen like a lot of dances and a lot of softball they play. Swimming pool.
You didn't have any of that?
No.
When you were a young man.
Sure not.
Now on your farm now, what do you raise?
This year, just got tobacco.
You don't raise any corn?
No, not this year.
You don't raise any cattle?
Yeah. Cattle.
What kind of cattle do you have?
Cows and calves.
Any particular breed or mixed breed?
No, just mixed.
How many head?
10 right now is all.
Do you grow corn to feed them or?
I did it up to this year.
Okay, now you're running mixed cattle and tobacco.
Yeah.
On this farm. And your son helps, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
You all share the profit and the work, of course.
Yeah.
What will happen to the farm when you retire?
It goes to the two kids.
Will either one of them keep it and run it as a farm? Or?
Probably. Or then. They'll probably farm it.
Where does your daughter live?
Lives in Berea. City lives.
And your son lives here on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
What does your daughter do?
Just housekeeping.
Housekeeping?
Yeah.
And your son?
He's a state trooper.
And how long has he been in that?
Twelve years, I think.
What did he do before that?
He went to college.
And
after he got out of college, he went to state police.
He graduated from Eastern or Berea?
Mm-hmm. Eastern. Yeah, played at Berea High School.
Does he like the farming?
Mm-hmm. Sure does.
A lot of the farms in Madison County are being broken up, I know. Up in our end, anyway. The large family farms, people are retiring and they're being sold off in small portions. Is this what's going to happen, do you think? Is it getting too much expense to keep going?
Yes, and I think it's getting too expensive to farm, and then whenever they subdivide farm and get so much more out of it, I think that's the reason they're selling them off.
What's going to happen to all of them? We're raising a lot of food and feeding a lot of people up here. What's going to happen to them?
They just seem like they can raise more on less grain.
How much equipment do you own?
You mean in dollars and cents?
No, in
How many tractors?
Oh, I've got two tractors.
You just about have to have two to...
Yeah, I've got a big one and a small one.
To run a farm. Do you grow any hay at all?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got quite a bit of hay.
What kind? What kind of hay?
Timothy and fescue and colt.
Now, you keep that, do you raise that to sell or do you
feed.
Raise it to feed?
Mm-hmm.
How do you take care of it?
Some square bale and some round bale.
Which do you prefer?
Round bale's a lot easier to feed and to handle. But I just kind of like both of them.
Did you have any problem with the round bales rotting?
Or? No.
Do you have a conditioner or do you use one? And what is one?
Well, a conditioner is when you cut the hay, it takes about 60% of the moisture out of it right then. You put it up most times the next day after you cut it.
Was it used with the, or instead of a mowing machine, as I know a mowing machine? Or?
Well, a lot of people are using a hay bale. And that it cuts and conditions at the same time.
Just squeezes, kind of squeezes.
Squeezes the moisture out of it.
Well, where do you store those?
The round bale just put in fence corner somewhere.
Just out in the open?
Yeah.
Well, then can you, are they easily handled in the feed?
Or? Yeah, just pick them up the tractor. Set them anywhere you want.
And the square ones that you still have in the barn?
Put them in the barn, yeah.
When you were young then, raising hay, your family was raising hay, how'd they handle it then?
Handled it loose. Put it in a stack or put it in the barn loose.
Well, tell me what a stack is.
That's just where you rake it up off the ground and make you a big pile out of it. Play a 15, 20 foot tall.
Post in the center?
Yeah. Stacking around.
Well, what do they do with it then? Haul it to feed to the cattle or do they just turn it in on it?
We usually move it with a wagon. Take different places.
A different place you need to feed.
Mm-hmm.
How'd they handle corn then, Mr. Corn?
Well, it's about like they do now. They just go out and you have to pick it by hand and put it in the barn, store it. There's no corn pickers to be used then.
It's kind of hard work, wasn't it?
It sure was.
I remember a few blisters from that. Did you ever cut any corn?
Mm-hmm. Water? Yeah.
Is that worth it? Or just...
Well, lots of times you cut it and then you go back and shuck it in the wintertime or something. But it made pretty good feed.
And corn now, you just pick it with corn picker and haul it, put it in barn.
Mm-hmm. So,
well, when your family lived on the farm when you were young, did they grind their own cornmeal or have it ground?
Yeah. Take it somewhere and have it ground.
They have wheat also?
No.
Just the corn.
Just the corn.
Of course, they raise most of what they ate then.
Mm-hmm.
And you still have a garden?
Oh, yeah.
What do you raise in the garden now?
Oh, let's see. Squash and melons and corn and beans, beets, tomatoes, peppers.
I'll have to visit back about August then, sometime in August then. Your family canned, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Do you and your wife still can your food? Freeze it? Or?
Yeah, we all. Three families.
All of you share it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good. It sure makes a difference when you have to go out and buy it.
Sure does.
Have you ever raised hogs?
Yes. But no profit in it and we quit.
Why no profit?
The market would go up and down too much on them.
You'd be stuck with a bunch.
Be stuck with them.
Would you raise your own to eat now? Or?
No.
Do you raise anybody.
No.
Do you kill your own beef?
No.
You sell beef, you sell cattle then?
Mm-hmm.
So you eat cattle. But don't kill your own.
No.
But the when electricity came through, and the tractors and everything, it sure made a big difference for farmer, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. But we've always had electric here, seem like.
But not always tractors.
No.
Well, what did your family use? Horses or mules?
Mules.
Mules. It was a lot cheaper, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. But it was a little harder work.
Well, you couldn't do half as much, right?
No.
With mules, as no. With 10 mules as you can with a tractor. Couldn't raise half as much.
I mean, you can buy as much as a tractor in hours time as you could have a team in the day's time.
So the profit is really better now.
I think so.
Even with all the, mm-hmm. all the expense and everything. What about the elected officials in Madison County? Do you think they help the farmery at all?
I don't know what ways, but it seems like they probably do.
Maybe in roads? Are they pretty
good? Yeah, roads seem like in excellent shape.
What about the state officials?
Well, they seem like they keep the roads up in good shape.
Has there been anything, Aaron, have there been any laws passed that would help the farmers in the last, say, 10 years?
Not that I know of.
What about federal?
Maybe.
National laws?
Seems like federal's hurting the tobacco program.
In what way?
They're raising the price on selling it, and then no raise on tobacco this year.
Is that going to run a lot of farms out of business? Small
ones? I think so.
If a man has, say, 1,000 pounds of tobacco, he's going to have an awful lot of his profit tied up in him getting it to market.
Yeah, we have a lot of. It'll cost about, something like 12, 15 cents this year to sell it. For that.
Now, who's that going to?
Most of it goes to the federal government.
Why did they do it?
Well,
didn't someone have to know that it was?
It's based on that price support that that the government guarantees the farmer a certain price on the pound.
And then they have to turn back around and pay to sell it?
Yeah, and it costs 4 cents a pound to sell it. So it's going to run somewhere between 12 and 15 cents to sell a pound of tobacco.
So that's going to be 12 or 15 cents less than you got last year.
That's right. It'll be about a dime less.
Well, you work outside the farm now, don't you? You're employed. Part-time,
part-time.
Where do you work?
Tobacco warehouse in Richmond.
Which one?
4 and 5. Home house.
Tell me about that. Tell me about tobacco sale.
Well, a farmer brings his tobacco in and has his marketing card, and then whatever pounds he's got on that, that's what you weigh up to sell, and then the graders come along and put a grade on it. And then buyers come along, and that's when it's auctioned off. And whatever the graders put the price forward on there, that's what it brings that from there to 2 or 3 cents higher.
And what do you do at the warehouse?
Weigh quite a bit, mostly.
How much goes through that warehouse for you?
Between 3 and 4 million pounds.
Now that's from just the surrounding counties?
Yeah, and runs usually from November to around the 1st of February.
That's a lot of tobacco coming through.
Mm-hmm.
Is the tobacco still in the, I don't know what it's called.
Bales?
Yeah. Is that the new one?
That's the new one, yeah.
How's that handled? How do you do that?
You just put it in a bale box, and it's certain size, and whenever you get it full, press it 2 or 3 times, and it'll weigh around anywhere from 80 to 100 pounds. Tie it 3 strings, and they usually put 7 to a basket when they bring it to the warehouse.
Now, the farmer does this, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, are the farmers still grading tobacco?
Mm-hmm.
Like we did when you and I were young?
And this is usually put 3 grades.
Now, when you were young, how many were you?
Anywhere from 5 to 7.
5 to 7. And the top part is the best? Or the top part's the worst?
Usually right in the middle is the best. Mm-hmm. Middle of the stock.
So they just grade it in 3 grades
three
and
grade.
Bale it in 3 grades?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, last year I heard advertised the pickers, or the strippers, tobacco strippers. Have you seen those?
Mm-hmm.
Do they work?
I don't think they do. You get too much stalk, and they work pretty good, but still, you can't separate it in 3 grades.
And it all comes out.
Comes in just being 1 grade of it.
Well, whenever you price your selling price down.
Yeah, but it cuts your labor down a whole lot too.
Well, now tobacco strippers, I guess, get about the same as cutting.
Mm-hmm. No, they don't get as much for stripping. Usually about $3 an hour for stripping.
Well, I thought when I heard that was the greatest invention since white bread. The fact that you didn't have to stand out and strip tobacco. And then someone else told me the grades, you sure lost money.
Yeah, it makes most time around 20 cents on the pound difference in the grade.
So for a large tobacco crop, it might be okay, but small one, it would ruin it. Destroy them.
It just takes about three people to strip it when you're using a stripper. One put it in, one to operate, one to take it away.
And how many strippers do you have to have?
Well, usually there's about 5 of us.
How long would it take you if you...
We have around 1,000 pounds a day.
So it took you about 5 days.
Five, 6 days.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you're paying a lot out for labor then.
Yeah.
Well, what happens if a farmer takes his tobacco to the warehouse and you have too many pounds? He has
to bring it back home and store it and sell it the next year.
Can you store it easily?
Yeah.
Is it still okay?
Yeah, you can put a piece of plastic over, keep it up off so the dust won't get in.
And it'll store okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, someone had told me that last year they sold, the base was 43,000 and yet they sold 49,000.
Well, they had this that
at times and then cut down the next year.
Yeah. This was a special thing they done this year so farmers could get rid of it because it had so much excess. So what they weighed up in 83, they'll get paid for it in October.
So they don't have to store it?
No, they didn't have to store it this year.
Last year. But next year they will, is that
right? Mm-hmm. So it'll just be a one-time thing.
Well, supposing you don't have enough poundage. Do you get to raise it the next year?
You get to raise it the next year.
Who decides on the base? How's that decided?
The ASC office has a committee that works on that.
Well, how do they figure that a farm is worth $3,000 or $5,000
a month? Well, it goes back several years, and whatever he was raising. I guess it's been 20 years ago or something. They give you 3 years to grow so much and whatever they used to measure. If you had an acre, they'd measure it, make sure it was an acre, and then whatever pound you got off that was based on what you get to grow now.
So now you don't, you can't just petition or anything
no.
And get more pounds.
No.
It's just all been decided 20 years ago.
Yes.
So. Well, some of the farmers have very, very little. You know, they'll have 135 acres in a very small base, and I wondered who made that decision.
Well, it was done by this committee, and most of it was what you was raising at that time.
How much tobacco is raised in Kentucky, do you know?
Don't have no idea. Sure don't.
More than any other state?
Oh, yeah.
By far?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of the farmers in Madison County, and I'm sure it's over the state, is using tobacco as the only cash crop, aren't they?
Yeah.
The farms are just growing up, and they're just taking the tobacco off and leaving the rest of it. One farmer told me that the reason he raised cattle, he didn't make any profit on cattle, but he kept his farm clean from growing there. Are we going to see a lot more of that happen?
I think so.
Do you think there's anything the federal government could do to help? Maybe a price support or something for cattle and hogs? Something to.
I don't think they'll ever do it, but it would be nice.
But you don't think they would?
No.
What about the soil banks? Do you know?
No, I don't know about the soil banks.
I wondered if anyone you knew had put any of their land in, any of your corn land in. That seems like to me it's going to hurt the farmers and with the hogs and cattle at any rate. Big excess there. Well, I can't think of anything we haven't covered. Is there anything that you could add?
I don't know anything.
Oh, what percentage of your land is in pasture and timber?
About a third in timber and two-thirds in pasture.
Do you have any big timber? Or
no.
Cut trees?
Mm-hmm.
The timber's kind of like money in the bank, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
No one wants to cut him.
No.
Well, I think that's about all. The primary source of income is that tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
And that's running true with every farm.
I think so.
I think small farmer has a chance.
Not anymore, I don't. Because it seems like everything's just getting too high for a small man.
And how much will your fuel run you? A
couple $100 a year.
If you were farming corn, raising corn and so on, that would go up considerably.
Sure would.
The small farmers just don't have a chance.
No.
Well, I think that's about it. I certainly appreciate you talking
to me. All right.
Thank you so much.